Hello, girlfriend. Today it's all about girl talk, episode number 4. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Today marks day 4 of the Educating Her series. Educating her means that we got 6 days left, y'all, and I'm educating one female college freshman at a time. If you're just getting wind of this series, you know what? You gotta rewind a few, because we are educating you college female freshmen attending HBCUs from day 1 and beyond. So the problem in reality is that college can be the beginning and end of your naivety, the innocence, and even embarrassing situations that you've never ever dealt with before. I call them situations. Some succeed and some don't. Either way, you're going to be tested and you're going to hear them all reveal their aha moments. In order for you female freshmen to connect with the realities of college life, I am connecting you with HBCU alum who are paying it forward to freshmen by sharing their aha moments and mother freaking girlfriend advice. In today's episode, I've asked students to talk and walk with me like I'm your go-to girlfriend. Next, the game changers. I asked sophomores, juniors, and seniors from both Morgan State and Howard University to name something your mother didn't tell you, but your girlfriend in college did, especially during your freshman year. But more so, I want to know what took them off their game.
Because this first year of college was like a huge cultural shock at me. It's like a really big eye-opener.
Be prepared for what you're going to see. And like I said, be smart. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Don't do anything that you don't want to do.
All right, so it's all the girl stuff they didn't know before college. And I want you to show and tell me too. You can write and tell me how this changed your life. You can reach me at nina@ninababel.com. That's babe with an L. All right, so in this episode, you're going to hear 5 things. Number 1, the shockers. Number 2, the young and dumb mistakes that we all do in college. Number 3, relationship awareness. Number 4, the realities of sex and drugs. Number 5, you're not the same person anymore, boo. Ladies, are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours?
Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
All right, next we're going to talk about the shockers and the R's of womanhood.
I didn't realize how many girls were like on birth control.
That was a surprising one.
So did they start before college?
Yeah, like before college. Like they said high school, some people.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was interesting. Because I was not even into that at all, so.
Were you using tampons in high school?
Yeah, me neither. I'm kind of shocked by that.
So I rounded up these ladies to talk about college peer pressure at Howard and the whole concept behind popping out. All right, so the whole thing is this. Freshman girls look like juniors and seniors right out of the gate from day one. These girls reveal.
It's funny because you think that, like, the freshmen, they wouldn't really know all about that, like, dressing nice and popping out is what a term.
Okay, wait, popping out?
Popping out is like
standing out,
like you're being noticed in a way.
So then I probed a little further and I'm like, okay, does this whole popping out thing apply to school or outside of the class?
Okay, we talking schoolwork or not schoolwork or both?
Both in a way.
Both. I feel like it's more outside of the classroom.
Yeah, with your reputation.
Yeah.
Obviously, and how you present yourself, really.
Next, I asked these girls, okay, so did you give in to the pressure when you were a freshman, the whole popping out thing?
Not really. Yeah, I think I dressed the same.
Shorts and shorts and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to be comfortable, you know, and you can be comfortable, but at parties, you do want to kind of look nice. So,
yeah.
Okay. Time that, you know, you try to pop out a little bit, but on the average day, I was just chilling.
The boot up mentality. Okay, we're going through the relationship awareness topic now, where ladies give advice to female freshmen who have a boo at home and are trying to maintain that relationship in college. These girls have some words for you.
This is That's actually like a really, well, it's not really personal. It's more of like, I know someone who went through this. It's my roommate. Okay. She actually was in a relationship, but she had an open relationship in a way. So they were able to be together, but they can still talk to other people.
What?
If you know what I mean. Yeah, that's how they planned it to be. But I don't know. I think that that kind of relationship doesn't work at all, because as soon as she started talking to other boys, she started liking other boys, but she would get upset when her boyfriend would talk to other girls. And that was the agreement they had, but she was just upset and just didn't work out.
The long distance, boo. All right, people, this, it doesn't work. It's a temporary thing. And Nia and Nicole are going to break it down for me.
A relationship can always go so far and it drains you, like,
oh yes,
terribly.
Well, and it drains you. And how are you able to study with that on your brain?
That's true. I don't think, like, the thing is, like, she was really failing that semester. And I think a little bit of last semester, because the first semester she was out of it, because that's when she just went loose and everything. But I don't know what happened last semester.
But she's coming back?
I think she's, yeah, she's coming back.
Well, then I guess she did okay.
Yeah, I hope so. So
relationships, they do require a lot of commitment, and especially if they're long distance, that's definitely going to take a toll on you. And
that's a lot of trust as well.
Yes. Like, just that might even, it's going to put a strain, like, I guess, on your mind, and it could put a strain on your body, because you just be all depressed and sad, and that's not well in school. So I recommend breaking it off or explaining where you're at right now. If it's meant to come back together, like if you really truly love that person, you can go without being, I guess, your official boyfriend or girlfriend, and just come back if it's meant to be, because you're going to change in college. So it's like, just start fresh, you know?
Relationships is all about pushing each other to excel in college. And you know what? If you're in a relationship and you're giving in to those uncomfortable pressures, it's time to step.
For my boyfriend now, we used to study a lot together, but it got to a point where we would have to like be at different parts in the library, because when we were together, it was always jokey. Like, we didn't know how to just focus. Like, we were just clowns. So we would have to maybe like, he'll go on the third floor, go on the first floor, you know, just do stuff like that. And I don't know, like, actually, we study a lot together, and we help each other. Like, he's a poli sci major, I'm a sociology major, so he's really good with writing. Writing isn't my best, you know, skill, so he helps a lot with that. You just, like she said, discipline, self-control, definitely. At the end of the day, you're here to get your degree, so remember that first. That's number one priority. Don't get sidetracked or distracted. And if you know your significant other is doing that for you, then you really should, you know, talk to them, you know, let them know, look, I got a paper to do. I can't go out with you today. And if they make you feel bad about it, then they're just not the right person. Because at the end of the day, you guys are both in school. Or even if one of you guys are in school, they need to see that, help you, push you there. Just push you and make sure that, you know, that you get what you came there for.
Let's keep it real. Drinking and drugs is a big thing. And they're going to talk about what really happens on campus.
More than 50% of people on campus smoke, whether it's tobacco or marijuana. It is a big thing. And like I said, I came to college, and it was my first time doing both or whatever. I don't smoke. I do drink, though. But it's very prevalent. It's out there. Everyone's doing it. It's in your face.
Okay.
Especially like the campus parties and stuff. Like not even the campus party, but the off-campus parties.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in there. So you got to be careful for those and just be prepared for what you're going to see.
She admitted to experimenting because everyone else was doing it. Don't worry about it. It happens.
If we're going to keep it 100, I drank for my first time in college. I smoked weed for my first time in college. Not good.
Yeah.
But, like all those things are going to be in your face. And, you know, I won't say I was peer pressured into any of it. For some reason, I just wanted to try it because everyone around me was doing it. So it was just like, whatever. But I would say, you know, be smart, be responsible, and have responsible friends that in the case that you do decide that you want to do those things, you know, you have somebody there that is going to look out for you and have your best interest at heart, just in case something was to go wrong.
I asked girls to reveal other pressures they may have experienced on campus. So I'll let them take it from here.
I have to say drugs and a lot of alcohol. That's a lot of peer pressure. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, you would think, like, in college, they would be like, oh, you don't want to drink? That's fine. But no, they were actually like, you have to drink. Like, you're at this party, you must drink.
Yeah. I've heard that so many times, and, like, it's been so hard to just be like, no, because...
Yeah, and sometimes you're just handed it, and you're like, I'm not going to do anything with this. You just, like, put it to the side.
Next, I took it a step further. I wanted to know what kinds of drugs students are using nowadays.
Marijuana.
Actually, people are starting to, like, sell pills. Like, what's it called? Xanax?
Oh.
And they sell Adderall as well.
Yeah, I knew that. They call it Addy.
Yeah, they call it Addy, which is crazy.
Okay, y'all, the Keep It 100 Girl Show, Girly Nation, is launching the Keep It 100 Boot Camp. I don't know whether to call it Girl Camp or Boot Camp, but you get the idea. So if you want to become better at taking charge with adulting and making those life decisions with confidence, girl, you're in the right place. My goal is to give everybody, whether it's you women and men, that muscle power you need in your day-to-day relationships, dating, friendships, love decisions, your education, and you know what? I can even help you out negotiating your next job offer. That's right. So you're going to use the code KI100 to receive the early bird rate. And don't be asking me for no CP rate either. But you're going to visit bit.ly/KI100bootcamp. So it's KI100 bootcamp, all one word. I'll see you in a bit.
Peace.
All right. So if you remember in episode number one, you heard about the book bag theory and how upperclassmen use that as their in with freshmen. Silly rabbit, this trick is for kids. At least now it is.
Don't fall for these boys the first week. Do not fall for the upperclassmen. Prey on the freshmen. Like, they will prey on you. And don't fall for it if you do anything. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I fell for it lots of times.
Don't expect guys to level up when it comes to maturity either, because according to my mother, FYI, guys don't mature until they're 50.
Damn! So, parties, that's when they try to get you. And it's like they can tell, like, oh, she's a freshman. Well, because it's your first college party, and they have I think for the freshman year they have like one on campus.
Mm-hmm. Freshman week.
It's freshman only, but it's not.
It's not. People try to sneak in, and it's just like, let the freshmen do their thing. Why y'all press with the freshmen? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and guys are guys. Don't think because they're in college that they're mature. Mm-hmm. It's a proven fact that guys take longer to mature than women anyway. So it shows when you get to college. Like, you think you see it in high school, like, oh, he's so immature. When you get to college, it's like 10 times worse to me.
We are not going to take away the experience, but Icy wants you to be smart about your choices.
And don't think just because they're upperclassmen that they're more mature than the freshman boys, you know?
Yes.
You got to fill them out a little bit first. But I'm not even saying don't have fun. You know, enjoy your time. Like, everything that I went through from freshman year up until now made me into who I am. I've learned a lot. I've been through a lot. Had many different experiences. I wouldn't take it away at all. Like, So, you know, have fun, but be smart.
Partying is savage in college, but here's what happens if you're not disciplined.
I lost focus after my freshman year, and I still, to this day, I don't know where it came from, but I was just not as focused. I was more focused on the social aspect of college rather than the educational part, and that definitely set me back a lot. And I wish I could go back and just, you know, be more serious.
Guys and peer pressure go together. Hear why.
I've seen a lot of my friends like fall into it, especially with guys. Guys can be very persistent with what they want. So a lot of times a lot of girls just give into it. It's like, okay, like they can be so sweet and so charming. And then once they give what they want out of you, they're gone. So mm-hmm. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, if you're in a situation where it's just you and a guy mm-hmm. and they're, you know, trying to get you, peer pressure you into, you know, sex. Drinking or smoking or having sex, don't fall into it, especially to someone that you don't know like that. You're not comfortable around them. Sometimes they use, you know, alcohol and drugs to get you to do what they want. So you have to stand strong.
Yeah, that's important.
It gets better. Partying leads to sex. Here's the sexpectations that students have in college.
Well, and out there, and I don't know if it's just college or Howard, but...
Yeah, I don't know. It just changes you.
I asked these ladies if they chose to abstain or if they felt the pressure and how they dealt with it.
I've chose to abstain for personal reasons, like just seeing how family has handled it. It's kind of turned me off to certain things. I wasn't dating anybody, so I guess it was less of a pressure to just get out there and do it. Which kind of was a good thing. I mean, I got lonely sometimes, but it's like I wasn't pressured to do something that I wasn't comfortable doing. So, but I don't know. Living in the dorm, you hear things about people. You see so many guys coming up to the rooms with girls, and it's just like, you don't want to ask that they're going to go do. But it's just like,
yeah, you don't want to have that negative feeling that they're going to do it, but they're, you know, they're going to do it.
Are.
Overall, these students felt that, you know, people are serious about having sex in college. So know this.
And it's crazy, but like, I didn't realize how serious people were about, you know, getting it on, because... Oh, gosh.
Well, they will break up with you if you don't?
No. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people expect you to do that when you get to college or at least as a freshman or mm-hmm. because they actually have condoms in the lobby of the boys' dorm.
Yeah, and it's only in the boys' dorm, which is kind of weird in a way, but...
Huh. Like they're enabled.
They're just, yeah, like they're just, yeah. They're just there.
They're not.
But they're not in the girls.
Right. It should be both ways. Like, I guess they're setting the expectation that the boy should always be a condom, but I think it should work both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The location of condoms at the front desk of the dorm says it all. It's readily available and free.
I thought that was kind of weird because they have them like at the front desk mm-hmm. and you like signing your parents at the front desk too. So
it's just really
weird when I thought about that. It's like, you guys just have condoms right here.
Imagine what parents are thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, you're just giving my son condoms. Like, right. But it's better to be safe than sorry, I guess you can say. But at the same time, I feel like girls need condoms too.
Yeah.
Like, definitely should. Guys, to just go out there because there's a supply of condoms in the lobby. So if you want to get it on, just go grab one as opposed to, maybe I shouldn't do this, or maybe we should just wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's readily available.
At the end of the day, ladies, seek respect, not attention. Root each other and watch each other grow.
Being more serious about why I'm here, like all that fun stuff can wait. You know, or keep it to a minimum. It was very hard for me coming from like a sheltered home and then coming to college. So that it definitely ate me up. I'm not going to lie. If I had any advice to give to incoming freshmen, enjoy yourself, but please get those grades together. Focus, study, get some friends, go to the library, study groups, like Star said, you know. Remember that you're here to graduate in 4 years. You know, there's nothing wrong with being here after that, but you know, let that be the goal. Let that be the goal, you know, focus.
If you enjoyed this one, let me know on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat, and you're going to use the handle at Nina Babel. After each episode, check out my free Keep It 100 downloadable cheat sheet. You could obtain the full version by visiting bit.ly/educating her2. At the end of the day, it's all about knowing how to keep a 100. I help both men and women revisit the ups and downs of embarrassment in their life, especially in your 20s when you're the most vulnerable. You have to figure that out together, because every action has a reaction, and it's going to be connected to some other part of your life, whether it's now or down the road. This is why women listen to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches.